The highlights of the Republican tax plan are lifted directly from last year's compromise, a sales tax rebate coupled with an across-the-board income tax cut. The measure would save half a percentage point off the top and bottom income tax rates. The middle tier would drop 0.75 percentage point. Representative Ron Abrams of Minnetonka chairs the House Taxes Committee. He says in the face of ongoing budget surpluses, citizens should expect a break.
And they are deserving of it, and the money is there, and we ought not be asking Minnesota families to send money to St. Paul so that we can either spend it or rebate it. We ought to try to keep that money with Minnesota working families.
DFLers question, however, how much relief the GOP plan provides to working families. While House, Senate, and Governor have agreed in principle to a $500 million sales tax rebate, roughly half the size of last year's, Democrats say the income tax cut is slanted to the state's most fortunate citizens. House Minority Leader Tom Pugh.
House Democrats believe that the bill actually is a tax cut for the elite in Minnesota. The elite 6% will walk away with 40% of the dollars spent on tax cuts.
House Republicans bristle at that assertion, saying it smacks of class warfare. Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says it's true the higher income brackets get back more, but he says that's only because they contribute more to begin with. Pawlenty says the point is to avoid the overtaxation that leads to surpluses, something he says the DFLers don't accomplish.
What the DFL has to offer is puny little tax cuts. They're offering quasi-tax cuts. They're offering the margin of tax cuts. They're offering the Diet Coke of tax cuts. If you want real tax cuts, if you want real tax relief in Minnesota, this is the plan. The Republicans have got it.
Of course, Democrats beg to differ. Last week, the Senate approved a DFL-sponsored plan on a 46-21 vote. That measure cuts taxes by less than half the amount in the House bill, and it channels relief through an increase in the personal income tax exemption and modest license tab fee reductions. Senate leadership says the Republican cut on the highest income bracket is simply unacceptable, and moreover, they say the GOP plan is based on faulty economic predictions. Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe says the Republicans refuse to use forecasts prepared by the State Finance Department, and as a result, Moe says the plan will run up a $500 million deficit by 2003.
I realize that tax cuts are very popular, and let me also add that considering this economic times we're in, that tax cuts are also appropriate. But a tax cut plan that's based on one-time revenue and phony numbers, that's wrong. And that's what they're doing.
Moe says the Senate will not even discuss the House tax bill until both sides agree to use the Finance Department figures. And the Senate isn't alone. Governor Ventura sent a letter to House leadership saying he won't sign the House proposal in its current form. Tax Committee Chair Abrams says he's hoping for a compromise.
Just because numbers appear on nicely printed pieces of paper don't mean that they're correct. So we're engaged in dialogue with the Department of Finance. Hopefully we can agree on what is available for either increased spending of an emergency basis or in permanent tax cuts, and we'll be able to have a agreement that will involve the governor and the Senate Democrats.
But the governor seems less optimistic. He writes, quote, "We can make no progress unless you commit to the same parameters. The time to do that is now." And he adds, quote, "This is not a negotiable item." At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.